It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us in studio today, we have Tanya Jones. She's the Carbon School District Child Nutrition Director, and Tanya, it's great to get you in today. I appreciate you making out the time for us. Thank you.
It's good to be here. I'm glad that I'm able to come and kind of explain some things and be on air.
Yeah. First off, this is your second time on air here with Castle Country Focus, but in the same realm, you're still fairly new to this position. Not new to the district, not new to school lunches, which we'll talk about, but you are new as far as the Child Nutrition Director job is concerned.
Yes, I started about April of this year for the Child Nutrition Director, and then I have been working in the kitchen since 2014 and been a manager since 2015. And so I've worked in Wellington and Castle Heights and then some summers at Creekview. So I've kind of been all over. So
not a completely new transition.
No.
But I'm sure it is a little bit different.
It is definitely different. Yeah. Lots of paperwork, but yeah. It's good.
Well, right now you guys do have free lunch and breakfast going on throughout the Carbon School District. So I think that's an important place to start. Really throughout the remainder of the month. I know it's kind of closing in. Here we are close to the middle of July already. Before you know it, August is going to be here. But free lunch, free breakfast right now throughout the district.
Yep, free lunch, free breakfast. And it is at all the elementaries. So we encourage you to take your kids out, go get breakfast, go get lunch, and enjoy sitting there visiting with your children as they eat.
Times I know are important. So when we talk breakfast, what are we talking about?
Breakfast is 7:45 to 8:30, and then lunch is from 11 to 12. So we encourage you to swing by if you can.
I know that you had mentioned to me that lunch is high volume, breakfast maybe a little bit lower, and I guess that's to be expected.
Yeah.
7:45 to 8:30. But when we're talking about breakfast or lunch, what are we serving? What are the kids and the families getting when they go?
We have different things for breakfast, but we serve a lot of French toast, a lot of waffles, scrambled eggs, those kind of things for breakfast. And for lunch, we serve pizza just about every day. And then we just have a few different entrees, like we'll serve orange chicken on a different day, chicken nuggets, mini tacos, some of those things just, you know, that are pretty easy for the kids to eat, especially for the younger ones. So it's great, and we love the vegetables and the fruits that the kids are able to get, so.
Free breakfast, free lunch. Again, this will move on throughout the month of July. July 29th will actually be the last day that the district offers this. But on top of that, Tanya, when you talk about some of the other things that you guys are doing, I know it's a very busy time, and before you know it, the new school year is going to be here, so you guys are already getting a jump on that.
Yes, we are getting a jump on it, and we are starting to get the free and reduced applications ready to go. We're going to be sending out lots of paperwork to the parents so that they are able to see what's going on and they can apply. And the first thing we need to do is have them apply to the Family Titan. So we have, it's called family.titank12.com, and that's where you will apply and create your account. And then once you've created an account, then you need to verify your email, and then you're able to go in after that and apply for free and reduced lunch. And we encourage everyone to go in and apply because it benefits all the schools.
You actually have a chart sitting in front of you, and I think mm-hmm. It's a great time to bring that chart in as far as what reduced and free lunch looks like per level of income, right?
You guys
have this, it's plain as day. I mean, it's very simple to read. And so I guess just kind of give me some examples of what we're looking at, because I'm sure when people hear free or reduced lunch, I don't know that they necessarily know that they qualify for it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is an example of having four in the household, which includes a mom, dad, two kids. You can weekly, if you make $988, you would qualify. If you have a household of five, you would weekly is about $1,156, you would qualify. So like if you had maybe eight in a household and you qualified weekly for 1,659, you would qualify. So that kind of gives us a pretty general, but that gives you, I mean, you still, if you make quite a bit of money, you're able to get free and reduced. So it does help. So if you can, we would encourage everybody, even if you're questioning it, to go ahead and apply.
And as far as the price of school lunch, I mean, everything in today's realm is going up in price. It's just the way it is. I mean, it's over $5 a gallon for gas, for crying out loud. So you had mentioned to me that school lunches have gone up slightly.
Yes, they have gone up just a little bit. So like the elementary breakfast is $1.50, and we will be charging for breakfast. We wish we didn't have to, but the state's not giving us that free waiver. So we do have to charge for breakfast. So elementary for breakfast is $1.50, middle school is $1.75, high school is $2, and that's all for breakfast. So for lunch, we have elementary is at $2, middle school is $2.25, and lunch is $2.50 at the high school. So we've tried to keep it as low as we can, but yet we still don't know what all the inflation's going to do to the meal costs. So we're hoping to keep it down, but that kind of gives you an idea of what the process or what we will be charging this year.
It's still very economical. I mean,
it is. It really is.
Now, if anyone has any questions on if they qualify for free or reduced lunch, what's the best way to go about actually finding that information?
So the best way is once you apply for it, it will actually email you your results. So you have, just make sure you keep track of your passwords when you log in to do your application so that you can log back in. But we can also, at the district office, can help you also find that information out as well.
Sounds like it's really fast, really easy.
Yes, really fast, really easy. Yep. In fact, on the computer program, it won't let you go on until you put your information incorrectly and that they have all the information. Once you do that, you're good to go. So
again,
awesome.
Tanya Jones, our guest right now, she is the Carbon School District Child Nutrition Director. We're talking about applying for free and reduced lunches for the 2022-23 school year. Outside of that, Tanya, is there anything else that's popping up? I mean, you've mentioned breakfast and lunch right now. That'll continue throughout the month. I guess it is important to mention July 25th. You guys will be closed.
Yep, we will be closed July 25th, but just a reminder that the 29th will be the last day, and we encourage you to participate if you can.
And then basically just getting set for 2022-23.
Yep. Get your application in for free and reduced.
Give me that website one more time.
So go to family.titanktwelve.com.
Okay. And you can also find that at CastleCountryRadio.com as well. Tanya Jones, again, Carbon School District Child Nutrition Director. Tanya, great to get you in. Great to talk about, I can't believe it, the 22-23 school year already. Summer's flying by, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's gone by really, really fast. But I do appreciate you taking out the time. It was great to chat with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. For more on this and other Castle Country-focused interviews, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.